Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
I want to remind everyone who's watching this nugget, at the very first Christmas, there was absolutely no Christmas trees. I believe that the first real Christmas tree was back some 2,000 years ago. It wasn't even in the shape of a tree as we know it. It was in the shape of a cross. And so the cross is a tree. And the Bible reads in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 24, it says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree," notice that, "on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. By those stripes you were healed." And so as I mentioned in my introduction today of this nugget, I love Christmas. Everybody that knows me knows that. And I do believe it's the most wonderful time of the year. And when I think of Christmas, what comes to my heart, what comes to my mind is the fact that the Lord Jesus, he gave his life for mine. You know, when I was a kid, Christmas was a big deal in our family. And at our house, the week of Thanksgiving was always a big deal because we would always go out and decorate our yard with all kinds of Christmas lights and so forth. It was a lot of fun, just to be honest with you. But the one thing that stands out to me was the decorating of the Christmas tree. The thing that stands out to me when I visited my grandparents at Christmas was the Christmas tree. You know, this year, for the first time ever, we put up two Christmas trees in our house. And one of them's right behind me here. The other's over in my wife's study. But the Bible teaches us here, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree or on the cross. And so, friend, what this teaches you and I is that he died on a tree for our sins. God's Christmas tree is the cross. And I believe what's important for us as Christians is to understand the birth of Jesus. We've got to understand that in order to understand his death. And so, friend, when you see a Christmas tree from this day on forward, the rest of your life, may it be a reminder, my friend, that Jesus died on a cross. May it be a reminder that our hope and our joy is found in none other than him. And so he gave his life for us on a tree. May it be a reminder day in and day out when we see that Christmas tree that we serve him. May it be a reminder that we can rejoice in everything that happens in our life in him. Friend, God's Christmas tree, it's the most amazing and lovely Christmas tree that's ever existed. I love you. I'll see you on Friday. Have a blessed day.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.